I think I have a chance to make a lot of plays in this offense, help the team out a lot. I'm really excited for this year. And, you know, we've been putting the work in to make this offense explosive. And really, the system looks really good.
The idea that you were sort of stuck behind a couple of guys in Oakland and maybe didn't get as many opportunities as you might hear. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, you know how you see Amari Cooper, how he plays, and you see Crabtree, how he plays, and, you know, they're amazing receivers. So, really, the way I looked at it was for those 2 years I was able to learn, you know, so much from them, you know, including, you know, Seth Roberts, too, and it allowed me to grow as the player I am today. So, you know, I always look at, you know, anything that, you know, people might think of a negative as a positive.
Through the course of the spring, you may have gotten the most reps among the receiving corps with Tyler. What kind of base of chemistry do you feel you've been able to establish with him, even though it's not truly real football, the pads aren't on?
Oh, we've been able to, you know, develop a lot, you know, whether it was before the OTA period, before phase two, in this mini camp, you know, like there's always different situations all the time in which we learn together and as a whole group. And we've been doing a great job at, you know, doing that.
Tyrod has been very adamant about having constant communication with his receivers, one-on-one basis very often. What has been some of the feedback from him in terms of getting on the same page with you?
I mean, it's just all positive feedback on both sides. You know, whenever, you know, if there is a miscommunication or, you know, we're just a little off, you know, we'll talk about it. Or if I see something, I'll tell him. If he sees something, he'll tell me. You know, and also positive reinforcement as far as, you know, if we make a play, like, you know, we're going to acknowledge each other, you know, so it's good communication.
So what are your expectations going into training camp after the spring is put together here?
My expectations is, you know, basically keep it moving, continue to grow throughout, grow from where we started. You know, we set the bar, and we always got to, you know, jump higher than that bar, and that's really what the expectation is in training camp. When we're able to start putting on pads and you know, playing like press man-to-man coverage and those types of things, like I really just want to, you know, keep moving forward, keep the slope, you know, going up.